Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence. I'm Abby Wallace.
And I'm Roy Lutz.
Okay, welcome back to Prevention Nation. This is Caitlin, and I'm joined today with Emma. And I will say, this is my first, like, solo episode without Roy. And I think this might be the first episode of this podcast that doesn't have Roy on it. So somebody else might have a chance to talk for a second, which, you know, we love Roy, but he is a chatterbox, which was what makes him so good at this job. But I'm here with Emma. Emma is one of our student interns. So we're continuing our student intern podcast series. And Emma's kind of where it all began, because throwback to about 3 years ago, we still had our Teen Alliance Council running. You were part of that. And you wanted more. You were kind of the only one left after COVID that was still part of that. So we created an entire program around you needing an internship. So how did you originally get involved with Safe on Main?
Absolutely. So I actually had my mom, who was a substitute administrator at Mason. So she was kind of just hanging out in the counselor's office around the guidance counselors, and she saw pamphlets for Safe on Main. And she knew that I really wanted to start getting into work about prevention and around advocacy surrounding domestic violence, because my mom was in a situation when she was 15 and being groomed by a 21-year-old. So that really impacted me. I grew up hearing stories all about that, and I know the culture around that has changed a lot. But I just wanted to get in there and make sure that that wasn't happening to teens or my friends in Warren County. So my mom saw these pamphlets and was like, you should go. And I was like, okay. And at that time, I think I was either a freshman or a sophomore. So my mom drove me up from Mason. She dropped me off at this random building in Lebanon, and I loved it. That's when I met Maddie and I met Roy, and I just fit in right away. Even if there were only three or four of us at that time at the Teen Alliance Council, I just knew that that was where I was meant to be, and that's why I wanted to do that work.
Yeah, so around that time was probably what you were at the same age as you said your mom was when she had experienced her unhealthy relationship, which, wow, that is such an intense age gap. And we talk about power dynamics quite often in our programming, in our agency, but with working on the Youth Engagement Project now that has shifted, how is that different than the Teen Alliance Council?
Yeah, so I feel like it's a lot more individual projects. When we did Teen Alliance Council, it was mostly just working together. So all collectively, we'd all work towards one big goal. Like, we tried to plan a big event where we all got everyone in all the different schools to come to a church and kind of just come there and learn about prevention. But with the new program we have here, the YEP program, it's more just individualized, and each person gets to decide what they're interested in and what interest that they want to follow and pursue.
Yeah, I think that was one of the big barriers with having students from all these different schools trying to come together to work on one thing. And we actually weren't, like, targeting as many people as we could have. So I think with YEP, we have had so many interactions with youth in so many different schools that it just makes it a little bit more effective, which is nice. With our YEP project, so you are kind of, like, a leader at this point, so was it? This is your second year being an intern, technically, because you were part of the Teen Alliance Council previously. But with you now being, like, our second year returning intern, you're almost like a leader. So you have your hands in, like, a lot of the projects. What's been your favorite project to work on so far?
I definitely didn't do this one during the school year, but I just love going and helping out with prevention in the park. It's my favorite thing. I love building relationships with my little twins that are there. They're so cute. Just meeting all the different kids in Warren County and being able to teach them about friendship and kindness. I love coming up with the different activities and helping facilitate those. And I think it's just a great way to start prevention and start just teaching kids about trying to prevent violence early on. And that way it's a great way to just stop it before it even starts. So that's definitely been my favorite activity. I wish we could keep it going throughout the school year, but unfortunately the Ohio weather does not pertain to that. So I love that. I also love recently that we put up all the pinwheels outside Mason High School for Child Abuse Prevention Month. I think that got a lot of people's eyes on something that they weren't necessarily thinking about before. I think that's just super cool, and I love that we got the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I'm teaching at Mason this week, and it's been nice being in there. We've done a couple projects at Mason now this year, and usually at Mason, it's just such a big school that they don't really know what Safe on Main is, or if they do, it's, like, such a, like, small amount. I did have somebody in one of my classes, they said, oh, you know my friend Emma, and I was like, oh, Emma Zellner? They're like, yeah, you know Emma Zellner? And I was like, Yes, I've run her internship. So it was nice that, like, they recognize you for that. But also we just had, what is it? They had that, what do you guys call it? NBC Mason
Yes,
Broadcast.
Mason Broadcast Channel. Yeah.
Yeah, so they just did that feature on Safe on Main for the Paper Products Drive that the Young Women's Club did that you were part of. And then I mentioned the pinwheels, and they were like, oh, okay. And I brought up the cookies. We came during Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. We handed out cookies at lunch, and they were all like, oh, like, when are you coming back with more? So definitely next year we'll have to do something, but
more cookies, yeah.
Won't be there because
I know
you are one of
I'll
our
be in Columbus.
Seniors. Okay, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'll be studying criminal justice on a pre-law track at Ohio State, so I won't be too far. I can definitely come back, and I'll be here in the summer, so I can still help out with prevention in the park.
So you're gonna have to come see Frankie and Cece. I don't
yes,
know how they'll
of
survive
course.
Without you. Especially because like we started working with them when they were 2 years old.
I know, and now they're gonna be five.
That's
crazy.
I know. So they're gonna be 5 years old this year, and I just feel like you're gonna be a person. They're like, do you guys remember Emma from the summer programming? Like when they're so much older, and it's just gonna be like some weird thing that they are a part of, and I hope they continue to like do stuff with Safe on Main. Maybe they'll come full circle. Maybe one day they'll be youth interns.
In 15 years from now.
In 15 years.
Of course.
Although I hope I'm doing something different in 15 years. I don't know if I want to be doing the exact same thing 15 years from now. But it is just interesting how like that could all come full circle.
Yes, for sure. And I feel like our social media presence helps with that a lot, too. Because I do a lot of work with that, creating different TikToks, posting Instagram reels. And I feel like in a school that big, when you have 4,000 students, that's also a great way to get the word out.
Yeah.
So if we all share our stories, we're all sharing our posts, gets
our
the word out.
Our social media presence has grown so much since you started doing stuff with us. So I remember when we first started, we had like 200 followers.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Over 1,000.
Yes, we are.
Yes. And then like we have a TikTok now, and I don't know, we're just doing so much stuff when it comes to social media, and you do play such a big part in that. How do you go about that? Like, how do you get people to be in your videos, or do you just like shove a mic in their face?
I definitely ask them for consent before because that's an important thing that we talk about, but I just explain my job and what I do and how them participating in the video is going to further help spread the word about advocacy, and I've never met a person who said no to that. So I definitely just tell them the concept of the video, what my viewpoint is and what I want to go about it, and people are usually all in for it. I'll usually do it during a time when we have like free time in a class, and I'll just walk around and be like, hey, you want to be in my video? I try and get like a diverse perspective of people, so it's not just all my close friends.
Yeah, we get a lot of the Hope Squad members in there, and you guys have a pretty large Hope Squad at Mason.
Yes, we do. We have 82 members.
82, that's insane. I know like other schools obviously aren't the size of Mason, but like 82 kids, and I feel like you've probably had almost all of them in a TikTok at some
Yes,
point.
For sure. You can definitely find me just walking around the Hope Squad asking them questions, because we'll have some free time then.
Yeah, so with all of the work that you've done at Safe on Main, and also in other stuff, because you're part of other clubs as well, and first, why don't you tell me all of the other things that you're in, because I feel like there's like a list of like 2 pages front and back.
Yes, I'm involved in so many things. I can just run through the week. So starting on Mondays you can find me at Young Women's Club and Honor Society. Tuesdays, I'm the president of Environmental Club, and I'm also part of our school's Inclusive Excellence team. Wednesday, I'm the vice president of service for our chapter of National Honor Society, as well as the president of Mason Inclusion Club. On Thursdays, you can catch me at SIBS, which is Students Involving and Befriending Other Students. And then on Fridays, I'm part of our Big Rock team, and I also go to our MECC, our Mason Early Childhood Center, and I go and mentor second graders every Friday. That's just a couple of the things that I'm a part of. I also serve on our community DEI Council, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, so you can find me everywhere all the time. The list goes on and on. I love being involved in my community and helping spread the word about advocacy and inclusion.
So I know all of those besides Big Rock. What is the Big Rock team?
Yes, that one gets a little confusing. We are not just painting big rocks or finding big rocks out in the wilderness.
You do have a big rock,
We
though.
Do, and that's actually based on Mason's principle of the three big rocks, which is culture, inclusive excellence, and personalized learning. So the base of the Big Rock group is just taking those three big rocks and trying to implement them into our school. So most recently, we had a Journey to 2030 group, which I was also a part of. You've probably seen the posters for that in the hallway. We've kind of just established what certain values are important for a Mason childhood and education, and we're taking those values and we're trying to get kids to learn about them. So we'll make certain videos about them, and then we'll put them in Connect Time so everyone can watch and learn about it.
Yeah, Mason definitely has a very interesting schedule. I feel like that allows for a lot of that personalized learning and personalized experiences like you were talking about. And I think Connect Time is a perfect example of that. So I am teaching at Mason this week, and it is probably the most complicated schedule of any of the schools that I'm at. So I'm talking to them, I'm like, I'll see you tomorrow. And they're like, no, you won't. And then kids will walk in and just, like, walk back out of classes because it's, like, oh, yes, it's not the right day.
Yeah, I've been there for 4 years, and I still go to the wrong place. It's everywhere. But it keeps you on your toes, for sure.
It does. It's very close to, like, the college experience, I would say. And I think that's nice. It prepares you guys well for that. So you're in so many different things, kind of getting back to the original question. How are you managing your time of being able to, you know, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere?
That is a great question. So I definitely pick and choose what I want to be involved in. There was a time freshman year when I came in and I just wanted to do anything and everything, but I definitely learned that I had to limit myself. So I promised myself that I would not do anything that I wasn't good at or wasn't passionate about. So I know I get questions a lot of time like, oh, you're so good at this subject. Why don't you take it in like an AP or honors version? And I'm like, well, if I don't enjoy it, I'm not going to do it. So I hold that statement true even to like the clubs and things that I participate in as well. And then I also just try and keep as organized as I can. I know I post about this on the Instagram today, but to-do lists are my favorite thing ever. It helps keep me organized, especially in the times when I get super stressed. I'll just write everything down, keep it all on my calendar. And then the most therapeutic part about it is checking it off once I'm done. That way I know that I'm making progress and that there's a forward momentum with what I'm doing.
I love a checklist. I love checking things off. Like, I will do things and then write them down just so I can have them, and then I take off.
You can see your progress. Exactly.
I like physical things. I like being able to look at stuff. I am the person that has all of the planners, all of the things written down. My calendar is color-coded. I'm insane. So, with all of the things that you're involved with, including Safe on Main, what kind of advice do you have for the future interns to come through? Or people that are potentially interested in doing what you've done?
Yeah, so I would just say definitely don't hesitate to ask questions. I know especially in the position that I'm in where I'm kind of seen as like a veteran intern, I kind of feel like that I'm supposed to know that I know what to do all the time, but that's not true. And I just want everyone to know that it's okay to ask for help and guidance, especially because we're not getting paid to do this. Like, we're just here to help. So it's okay to not know everything or not be certain about everything, because we can absolutely ask for help, especially someone like me where I've been doing it a little bit longer. So I might have some more advice or guidance or maybe some resources. I would say that it's really helpful to have just that connection and kind of just like networking with certain people so you get those opportunities. The more you talk to people, the more you introduce yourself, the more those opportunities to get involved in your community will arise.
Yeah. And then my final question for you. If you could leave, like, one mark on this community, what do you want that to be?
Yeah, so I know we talked about this at the beginning before we started the podcast, but I really just wanted to mention the drastic change in culture that we've had. I know we talked about this a little bit with my mom, and that she had a relationship with a 21-year-old when she was 15, and to the people around her, including her parents, that was fine. Like, no one even second-guessed it. She was allowed to bring him to her prom. Like, he would drive her places, and, like, it was crazy and no one even blinked an eye. And that's not something that would happen today. And I'm very grateful for that. So what I want to leave with the community is just to make sure that you maintain that positivity and maintain that awareness around rape culture and around things like grooming, and just making sure that we're not letting those things slide under the rug again. Because as Gen Z and people who are just living in today's culture, it is our responsibility to make sure that survivors have a voice and that these things do not repeat. Because we know what has happened in the past, and it is our responsibility to make sure that those things don't happen again.
Yeah, Emma, as always, I always enjoy talking to you. I feel like we can just, like, yap.
Oh, we could keep going for hours.
For hours. But I just want to thank you for being on the podcast. Also, thank you for pushing me to be a better youth internship leader, however I want to phrase that, coordinator. But this program really was developed around a need that was created because of students like you, and it has created an amazing position for me to grow and develop this whole youth engagement project that we participate in. So I'm so excited to see all the amazing things that you do in the world. I know you're like a month out from graduating high school, and then you're gonna be off changing the world in Columbus, and then who knows where you go from there. but you will always have a home at Safe on Main in Warren County, and we will always be cheering you on. So thank you for sharing your, 3 years of high school with us.
Thank you. It's definitely been such an amazing opportunity to work with Safe on Main, and I'm so glad that our community has an organization such as Safe on Main. And if you're out there, you're a Warren County student thinking, maybe I want to get involved with Safe on Main, do it. You will not regret it. It is such an amazing opportunity, and you can truly make a difference in our community. But thank you, Caitlin. I'm so glad that I met you, and I cannot believe that our time is coming to an end together. Got 17 days of school left. It's so crazy.
My heart, I know. So, as always, have an amazing day, everyone, and go out and be wonderful people, just like Emma is, every single day.